Mr. President.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you very much for sparing some time.
Good. You covered us very fairly. Appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to ask you briefly about that to start with. I know it's not a topic you like talking about very much, but I wanted to ask you, the moment you realized what had happened, and then the moment you realized you survived, what was your immediate thought, sir?
Well, it happened very quickly, and I'm not sure I had any conscious thought other than to say that I had to let the people know, because I knew they must have thought that it was a disaster.
Hmm.
And I could tell by that it was like dead silence and everything. We had 55,000 people, and it was dead silence. And so, you know, I assumed that they expected the worst.
Yes.
And so I had to let them know I was okay, which is what I did. That's why I tried to get up as quick as possible. They had a stretcher ready to go. I said, no, thank you. I actually had a big argument with them. They wanted me on a stretcher, and I said, nope,
yeah,
I'm not doing that.
Did it change you? What happened?
Well, I like to think about it as little as possible, to be honest. I don't like to think about did it change me, you know, because could have changed a lot of people. And I just don't. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't want to think about it. It's like,
I get it.
The power of positive thinking or the power of positive non-thinking. But so I don't like dwelling on it, because if I did, it would be, you know, might be life changing. I don't want it to have to be that. It was a crazy moment. You know, I went on to win the presidency. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, to be honest, but I went on to win the presidency. We're having a great presidency.
One thing I was keen to ask you is, these world leaders, they do treat you differently to the way they treated you first time around.
Well, I think they think it's maybe not all luck. You know, it's like when you do it twice, it's a big difference. I also think that, you know, over the years, they've gotten to know me. This is not an easy crowd to break into, you understand. These are smart people heading up very, very successful, generally, countries. You know, they're all Germany and France, and Spain, and, you know, big countries. And, you know, I've gotten to know them over pretty years, and I think they've come to respect me and my decision-making.
How do you feel, though, when they're kind of obviously, sometimes they're very obvious in their flattery, sometimes over-obvious in their flattery?
Yeah, well, I think they're just trying to be nice.
You've said you were four times close to a deal with Putin.
Yeah, I thought I had a deal four times.
Are you done with him? I mean, I know that sounds a simplistic thing.
But I'm disappointed in him. But I'm not done with him, but I'm disappointed in him. So we had a deal done four times, and then you go home and you see he just attacked a nursing home or something in Kiev. I said, what the hell was that all about?
Do you trust him?
I trust almost nobody, to be honest with you.
So how do you deal with someone you can't trust?
Well, it's not a question of that. It's like, I'm disappointed that this hasn't been done. The deal we made last week is amazing. You know, the 5%.
Yes.
Nobody thought that was possible. And it amounts to over $1 trillion a year.
On that deal, you once said that NATO was obsolete.
I think NATO is now becoming the opposite of that. I do think it was passed, and it was very unfair because the United States paid for almost 100% of it. But now they're paying their own bills, and I think that's much better.
And what about the collective defense thing? Do you believe in that still?
I do. Yeah, I think collective defense is fine.
Can I ask you about Britain? Because you're going to you're having the state visit in September. I know you're looking forward to that.
I do. I look forward to it.
What is Britain's role for you in the world?
Well, I think it's a great place. I have property there. You know, I own Turnberry.
I was there with you the day after the Brexit vote when you were on the course there.
I think that's right.
Do you think Britain's made the most of Brexit, though, that it could?
No, I think it's been on the sloppy side. But I think it's getting straightened out. I really like the Prime Minister a lot, even though he's a Liberal. I think he's, you know, he did a good trade deal with us, which a lot of countries haven't been able to do.
One of the things that previous presidents have done on state visits is to make a speech to Parliament. Parliament isn't sitting in September. Would you like them to bring Parliament back? They can recall Parliament, so you could make a speech to Parliament.
I think let them go and have a good time. I don't want them to.
So you're going to meet the Prime Minister when you go in July, but in September, what do you want to achieve with the state visit?
I think I want to have a good time and respect King Charles because he's a great gentleman.
You know, he went to open the Canadian Parliament, and a lot of people saw that as a sort of an endorsement of Canada's independence. How did you see that act by him?
Well, I didn't view it as anything. Look, they're wrapped up with Canada, so what's he going to do? You know, he has no choice. But, you know, we're negotiating with Canada right now. And we'll see how that all works out. I think it's going to work out very well.
And in terms of Britain's sort of role in the world, it sits between the US and Europe. Sometimes it tries to act that mediation role. Do you think it achieves that? Do you think there is this special relationship that British politicians often claim there is with American
members? I do. I think, you know, one of the problems with NATO, as I said, you know, we have to fight for them, but will they actually fight for us if we had a war? And I'm not sure I can say it, but I will say this. I believe that the UK would fight with us. There's something about it. It's just been so many years, and I really think the relationship is just a really great one. I think that they would be with us. I'm not sure that a lot of the other countries would be, which is unfair because we pay far more than anybody else. There's this special relationship we have. Well, look, that's why I made a deal with them, and I haven't made a deal. I mean, I've made some other deals, but for the most part, in terms of your competitors and in terms of the European Union, I haven't made a deal. But now the UK is very special, and it's been there for a long time. Yeah, they have been a really true ally.
So may I ask you, what would be, looking back, what would be the key for your legacy for you? What do you think would define your legacy from
saving
your
America? I think America is now a great country, and it was a dead country 1 year ago. And that's been told to me by many leaders of the countries, you know?
Thank you very much for your time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Gary. It's a great honor.